Hello.
Hello.
And welcome back to Pam and Terry, Drunk and Scary.
I'm Pam.
I'm Terry.
Oh, good job. You didn't get red. All right. Today we are doing, I want to call it a cult classic.
It is. Right? I consider it.
Today we are watching Hellraiser 1987. Woo! That's right, guys.
Pinhead's coming.
We're going. We're going to do it. Give me a minute, guys. I've got new glasses and I'm fumbling here. Okay.
She's blinking a lot, you guys.
I'm trying to adjust my eyes to this. All right. Hellraiser 1987. The budget was $1 million.
Damn.
Box office was $14 million.
Good job, guys.
Yeah, really. It was shot in 10 weeks. The release date was September 11th, 1987. Rotten Tomatoes gave it 70% and the audience gave it 73%.
Nice. I think because it's so different.
It is. It's so weird. At the time, yeah, when it came out, it was like, what the shit is this?
That's basically what I thought the whole time I was watching it. And I was really young and I was just like, mm-hmm. I don't even know what's happening. Mm-hmm. I just know it's creepy and it's weird.
It was scary. Director, writer, Clive Barker. This was his directorial debut. Know him from The Forbidden and Nightbreed and all of his books.
He does have a lot of books.
A lot of books. I'm not even going to begin to go through that list. The cast is Andrew Robinson as Larry, and he's from The Puppet Master and Cobra.
Oh, I love Puppet Master.
Me too. We have that on the list, guys. Claire Higgins as Julia, and she was Ohila. I don't know if I'm saying that right. From Doctor Who, and she came out on the Midsummer Murder series from 2005. Ashley Lawrence as Kirstie Cotton, and she was on Hellraiser 3, Hell on Earth. Sean Chapman as Frank, and he's from Hellraiser 2, Hellbound, and he's also in the Midsummer Murder series from 2005. Oliver Smith, he plays Frank the Monster. And he was on Hellraiser 2, Hellbound. And he played Drake on Doctor Who. And then, of course, we have Pinhead himself was played by Doug Bradley. And they said that he really is what brought that character together. Because they had such a tight budget for makeup that they just had to come up with quick things. Like, they can just everyday items that they can use and... They said that he really brought that character out just by his acting.
Oh, yeah, because he's, just real chill.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's got this voice.
Really good.
Oh, yeah.
So there are 10, count them, 10 Hellraiser movies. That's a lot of fucking movies. I did not know that.
I remember whenever I used to work at Walmart, and whenever I would get off work, I didn't have anything to do, so I would go to the electronics department, and they had this bin of $5 DVDs, mm-hmm. and I would just go and dig through there and just find something. That's how I ended up with 2 Practical Magic DVDs, because I did it, months apart, and I was like, I want to watch this, and I went home, and then a few months later, I was like, oh, I want to watch this, and my now husband was like, you really love this movie. Why do you have this twice?
That's a good movie.
I forgot I had it. I don't know. I love it too. But they had a Hellraiser movie in there, but it was a newer one. And I got all excited because I was like, I've never seen this. I've never even heard of it. And it was so bad. It was virtual reality or something. It was something so horrible. And I barely made it through that movie. It was mostly just me refusing to give up on it. And by the end of it, I was like, I should have stopped.
Well, Doug Bradley reprised his role in 7 of the Hellraiser movies. The Cenobites are extra-dimensional beings. They are from a religious sect in Hell known as the Order of the Gash. Their original working title was supposed to be Sadomasochists from Beyond the Grave. And I think it was also supposed to be called Hellbound.
I like Hellraiser. It's more catchy. Mm-hmm. It's easier to say. And then people aren't going to have to go Google what Hellraiser means.
Yeah.
Some people aren't going to know what the other words are. Good choice.
It is. Special effects were done by Bob Keane and his crew, and he said that this was the most fun he's ever had on a film, and that he got along with Clive Barker since the beginning. The first day that he met him, Clive Barker was like, hey, we don't have any money, but we will do what we can, but we want you. They just saw his work on Highlander and was so impressed by it that they were like, hey, we want you. And he said after that interview that Clive Barker was like, okay, we'll keep in touch. And he goes, and usually that's a no, because they either tell you right then and there, yes or no. And he was just like, we'll keep in touch. And a couple of weeks later, he called him and was like, yeah, we want you. We still don't have money, but we want you. And he was like, yes, I'll do it. So that was really cool of him, even though he knew, like, eventually it'll come in.
Probably also, it's the challenge of it. Like, yeah. What can you do with no money?
With no budget.
Here's some trash bags.
I found
and
some ketchup.
Random nails.
And chocolate. Go. Yeah.
MacGyver this shit up. Make something creepy.
Make it work.
And he did.
The concept of the cube as being the portal to hell was based on the urban legend, the Devil's Toy Box, in which upon entering and closing it, once you've entered, will undergo surreal, disturbing phenomenon that simultaneously grant them a revelatory experience and permanently warp their mind.
Nice. I always loved the puzzle box.
The box is cool.
And anytime I would see anything with a weird box afterwards, it always made me think of Hellraiser. It's the Hellraiser box. I couldn't remember what it was called. I always call it the Hellraiser box. It's the Hellraiser box. It's so cool.
And a lot of the audience loved it, but they thought it was kind of disturbing. But I mean, that to me is what makes the movie.
That's the point. The point of it is
disturbing.
And then
they're like really, the creatures in this movie, they're really good.
Oh, yeah.
They bring the character to life, so it makes it even more disturbing, which makes it even better.
Yeah.
And you do see, like, what the hell they're talking about.
Weird boxes in other movies and books and stuff. It comes up a lot, and it's still, even in those ones that they do manage to pull off the creepy or the weirdness, it's still not as good as Hellraiser.
It's like, yeah.
They did it the best.
And you know, Clive Barker, for being his directorial debut, he said, like, I didn't know the difference between a 15-millimeter lens and a 35-millimeter lens. They could have put a plate of spaghetti in front of me and said, this is a 10-millimeter lens. And I would have said, okay. He goes, I didn't know dick.
I'm like, cool, we're not going to use the 10-millimeter.
But then Bob Keane later on said that, you know, he was quick. He worked really well. He knew what he wanted. He was just straight to the point and was one of the best directors that he's ever worked with.
Oh, that's really high praise.
Nice. Yeah, right.
Nice. Especially because, I mean, he's a writer. He is. He didn't, like, I'm assuming he didn't go to school to be a director. He's known for being a writer.
But yeah, he is definitely a writer. He's able to describe things in such detail, and that helped the makeup artists figure out, okay, we kind of know what you want. And he came back with, like, sketches and was like, this is what I was looking for. And, you know, they read his book, so of course all of the creatures in his book are way more detailed description-wise than they are in the film.
Yeah.
That's what I got on Hellraiser, guys.
Nice.
Are you ready to do it?
I am.
I'm ready.
So we're watching it on Amazon. You said it was on Prime, but the one that I clicked on that has the same picture was on Prime.
Oh, so
but that was
on
2011.
Shutter.
So this one, the 1987 one, it's also on Prime. It's on Shudder. So if you have a subscription to that, you won't have to rent it. It's on Amazon.
It's on Amazon, guys.
Look at
it. And remember, email us, drunkandscary@gmail.com. Any horror movie suggestions you'd like for us to watch any year, any decade, we're down for it. As long as it's horror, guys.
Yes. Keep it horror. Keep it movies.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's do this. I'm skipping the rest. I can say it at the end when I'm stumbling. Words even more worse.
Do you hear the buzz?
I do hear it. Oh, that's
me
what it
the
is.
Laptop.
We figured it out, guys.
I am so good at troubleshooting, guys. I just isolated this issue. Okay, pressing play now. No, not that.
What is that? No.
Everything's fine.
Don't panic.
Everybody calm down. It's just a movie.
Guys, Terry just got a new laptop. Oh, wait. Cheers.
Cheers. Ding. Oh my god.
Oh, ball hair. Okay, Terry just got a brand new laptop. Those badass Apple ones. The same one she had before that her son spilled chocolate milk on. So I'm setting up and I walk by her and I open my drink and I literally splashed my drink all over her keyboard. Oh, shit.
Like,
why not this one?
It felt
left out.
Don't make me go through all that again.
It wasn't that bad, guys.
It was just a few little
splashes. I felt shitty, though, because I know how much trouble it's hard
my
to get.
My son poured it. I'm thinking he spit it, but it was basically like a whole cup of chocolate milk all over the keyboard, the screen, everything. It was a disaster.
Oh, guys, it's actually a little bit bearable in the barrage tonight. It's not sticky, but it's hot.
It's still hot. Plus, we started a little bit earlier than usual. So it's probably going to cool off the later it gets. So that'll be nice.
Yes, it will be nice.
It has been so long since I watched the original Hellraiser.
It has been years. I think I saw it when it came out.
Like, I don't even...
And that was literally the last time I saw it.
Like, it's been... I know that I've seen some of the others. I saw some really crappy ones. But I honestly cannot remember the last time I watched the first one.
Yeah.
And I just remember bits and pieces. So I feel like this is almost brand new.
No, like, you know, I lie. I think I was like 10 when I first saw this. But that was the last time I'd seen it. It's a lot, like 30 years that I've seen it. So it's going to be a nice refresher course, guys.
Refresher. And there's so many good memes, so many good quotes that come out of this.
The thing I hate about my memory is I'll remember it one way, and then rewatching it, it's a whole different thing that happened. Like, oh, yeah, I forgot about this.
Or you're watching, waiting for this one thing that you think you remember to happen, and you get to the end of the movie.
What the shit? Where did it that wasn't happen? This movie. It was the other one. Ah. Ew. Gross. Wash your hands. Ew.
Ew. Really wash your hands.
Old ass money. It's all dirty. Wash the money.
Launder that money, guys.
Everybody leave. I'm disinfecting. Grab my duster and vacuum.
Ah, yeah. Ritual right off the bat.
Right off the bat.
It's a Rubik's Cube.
Praying to the Rubik's God.
He's got to I don't know how to do this. Please someone show me how to put all the colors on the right side.
I have to sit in a cube to open the cube. Oh, okay.
That's why I've never been able to do it. I've never actually sat in a cube.
That's why.
To do the Rubik's Cube.
I like those puzzle boxes, though. I can sit there and try to figure those out. I have the patience for it. My daughter does not.
Oh, no, my kids don't. There's a game on Steam, and it's called The Room. And there's three of them now. Mm-hmm. But the first one is centered on a box. You walk into a room, and there's this huge box. Mm-hmm. And you basically have to figure out how to open it.
Oh.
And I sat there for hours just so enthralled with it, and I figured it out. And me being so focused on it made my kids come in. What are you doing? And I'm like, shh, shh, shh. I had to examine this box from all angles.
Oh! Oh! Look how it's pulling his skin down. That was amazing. Those guys did awesome. They only had to reshoot, I think, the ending part. And I have a lot of trivia on that. So I have a lot of good trivia, and I'll tell you along the way. So they said during a post-production party that they had Doug Bradley. Nobody came up to him and talked to him during the entire party. Nobody recognized him without his makeup. So he was like, you know, we got along great during the shooting and stuff. I got along with everybody. He goes, and then at the party, nobody talked to me because they didn't know who I was.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's so like, sad. Oh,
look at all that. No guts, no glory.
Nothing good ever happens in a room full of hanging chains.
No. Nothing. If you see a room like that, don't enter it.
Just get out.
Just turn
right around.
Ew, why is he, like, rummaging through the skin?
Snacks?
Me. Ah! His eyeballs are still attached.
Oh, he's putting them back together.
A puzzle!
He's like, those ones you buy at the store are so
where are
boring.
Where you going?
I'm
going downstairs.
I'm
going to
make my own.
But there he is. Let me go put my puzzle together.
And gone. That's how I should clean my house.
No shit.
I need a box. And just throw everything in there and throw it in the trash.
Yeah. Fuck that. Hold on to that shit. Just keep loading it up. It's like a void. So Clive Barker said when he first showed this movie to his mother that she cried when she saw his name in the credits. And he whispered to her that that would be the happiest she would be for the next 2 hours.
I'm glad you're so proud of me. Just ignore some of the stuff you're about to see.
I really like that glass stained window.
Oh, and it matches the other window.
There they are.
Eyeshadow, man. Dang.
80s. Boom.
She does not look impressed.
The frost and the pink. That's the way to go.
All the way to the eyebrows.
Look at that hair.
It matches her eyeshadow.
The bronzer, the better. Boom. Some shoulder pad jacket and the popped collar. Stylish. So that's Larry, Frank's brother, which is the guy that was in the square.
Huh. Dang.
We're going to take this.
Don't worry. I'm
get
not
this fucker
a religious
out.
Crazy person. I've never known him to kick cash out of
bed. Besides, keep that.
Is there a bird in there? It's all dead.
Can we keep that? I would be walking around looking. We're going to keep this. I got an idea. We're going to keep this. Damn it, Terry. Oh, look. It is.
We're completing the circuit.
We figured it out. Yeah!
It's such a small room, but it still has a chandelier in there.
Do you see the big mantelpiece it has for such a tiny fireplace? It's all bricked in.
She doesn't look like she can be happy. No, she looks like a super
Why
bitch.
She different. It's her eyebrows.
Really?
Oh, in the car.
In the car? She probably did it in the car, too. She'd do that on those nice hardwood floors.
That's right.
Yeah. You made a mistake being with this
Just
chick.
Just leave her in the murder house. And
God, she looks like personally offended by all the religious relics around.
She's just one of them chicks. She looks like a bitch. She can't help it, but she's probably, like, super nice.
No, she's not. I've decided. She's just the super bitch.
Decided her fate.
All the other rooms look somewhat tidy, and here's this kitchen.
Ew. I hate fucking worms. Blech. I cannot.
Maggots. Gross.
You're eating maggots, Michael. Oh, I tell that maggots. To my husband
I
all
do
the time.
I do it to mine, too.
I turned off a light, my cigarette in here, and caught the house on fire. It looks super cloudy in there.
Was this your childhood bed? We're divorcing now.
This is where I slept in high school. What are you talking about?
I brought all the chicks here. This is a representation of what we did.
Did you see the little penis thing? This stuff in the kitchen you wouldn't
believe. Frank. He's obviously made one of his famous getaways. Famous getaways. Telemarketer.
A phone? A telemarketer. Hello. Would you be interested in caller ID?
Click. We set up our phone line whenever we got our first apartment together. We hadn't had a landline in forever, but they told us we needed one for internet, so we got a landline. Who is this? Hooked up for 30 minutes. Thirsty. We got a telemarketer call, and we're like, are you kidding?
Uh-huh. I
found a room. Ooh, look at her. She's so pretty.
We found our first apartment when we got our landline. And when they delivered the phone book, I ran out of the house with the phone book pointing our name, and I started screaming at Blake. He was downstairs. We're somebody!
Look at us! Here
we are. We're somebody!
Anyone can find us.
There
now.
It is!
Oh, damn.
Frank, you kinky bastard.
That is not the vibe I was getting from Frank. She looks like she's an adult. Come on and trust me a little, okay? At least, like maybe 18, 20. Sure is looking at these really hard.
I know, right? She's like, damn.
Considering that's what her brother-in-law.
I should have married Frank. Like she took his picture where he's by himself. She's in love with Frank. That's why she's bitter and pissed off. She wanted the bad boy. But she wanted the money.
She ended up getting the banker or whatever
she
it is.
She was like, with Larry, I'll have the money and I'll get to see Frank on holidays.
So she's pissed that Frank's but not
Frank,
there.
Frank, I'll be bored and or I'll be dead or poor. God, I went from bored to poor.
Are these synonyms for you?
No. I'll be poor.
But she'll be super sexed up, apparently.
Yeah.
We're moving in Sunday. Fuck you in your opinion.
It's Sunday already? Dude, that was a pretty... Is that pot in that glass jar?
That's the way classy people keep their pot.
Right? In their medicine jar.
A nice little glass canister, and they put it up on the mantle.
Look at how thick that bed is.
Pivot!
Pivot! Disgusting. We don't drink beers. Hello? Have a margarita.
Let's take five. We barely made it in the front door.
I know, right?
To the staircase. Oh, this is hard.
They just moved one piece of furniture.
Is that a come hither look or you're gross?
I would have been like, she's so weird.
What is that? See the way she's looking at me? She didn't even offer me that beer.
Can I say something to her?
That bitch.
She just looks jacket. So happy.
All your hair.
That is not Libby from Legend.
I don't remember a whole lot from Legend, but I think it is.
No. That's not her.
I think it is because the internet said.
Okay.
It's a nice house, though. It's giving me Amityville vibes, but
it is.
It's still nice. Look at this. They put all the things out.
The manger?
All of the Marias and Marias. The what
Marias.
The fuck?
Marys?
All the Virgin Marys. Clearly, I'm not religious, guys.
That's okay.
What is her name? Monica.
Jared Leto. See, that's... Oh, okay.
Luan was Legend before this or after this?
Oh, it was before this. The Legend was like 85. 85.
Really? Right there where that refrigerator is? In direct line of sight?
That your daughter? Uh-huh. That is She's hot. That is not Libby from Legend. Her name is Lily. First of all, it's not Libby. And her name is Mia Sarah.
Ah, oh, no water.
She was the chick from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. His girlfriend.
She's already going crazy.
Oh, no.
She's tearing off the other girl's face.
He was my boyfriend. Oh, no. Look at her.
It's a flashback.
She's having wet dreams about him.
Literally. Look how wet he is. Who are you, child dark and handsome?
Showing up at my house all wet.
Wet and inviting. Why don't you have a pizza box in your hand?
Well,
this would be a
bachelor
porno.
Party. If you're here for our wedding, it's my bachelorette party. Everybody's gone, so it's just me and you. My last day as a single woman.
Entertain me, please. Nope, she's already married. Do you have a towel?
Have you got a towel? Just take off your clothes. She touched herself. Gross. It's not that big, but it's
okay. Julia? She had to take a moment in the upstairs restroom.
She's masturbating with the picture.
Ew.
Ah!
Frank, why aren't you here? She's in that bed, that weird little pallet.
She's just standing there all
evil
creepy.
Looking.
Stepmother style.
Right, she's like the evil governess or whatever in those British movies. I'll just sneak into this. No one will see me.
Walk into the shadows. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Hike up those pants a little higher. Oh, no, the door's closing by itself. She did not hear that.
She's too busy looking into the shadows. Thinking about Frank.
She's like, oh, my God, I'm obsessed with these windows. Frank had windows like these.
He always told me stories about his windows.
How he would put paper mache on it. Flashback. I'm sorry. You should put paper mache on your windows. She's gonna let you do more to the bride. Gross, dude. How jealous are you of your brother? Ew.
Did he just French her
he
chin?
He kissed her chin. He used to kiss my chin so passionately.
Larry never kisses my chin.
Oh, no.
Or pulls a knife on me.
Creepy.
I think one of the brothers must have been adopted.
Maybe. She's like, oh,
this is my favorite nightgown.
I'm remembering too much into detail. She's getting all hot.
So he's literally, like, just met her.
Yeah.
And it's his brother's wife.
Yeah.
You think maybe he
or
hates
they're
his
not
brother?
Married yet. He's there for the wedding. It's her bachelorette party.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't have one of those.
His brother was like, hey, like. My wife's at home alone. She doesn't have any friends because she looks like an Uber bit. So she doesn't have a bridal party. Can you go over there and keep her happy while I enjoy my bachelor party?
Dude. He's like,
anything for you, brother.
He must have forgotten what his brother looked like before he sent him over to his.
He's just really confident.
His fiance.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Something bad's going to happen with his nail.
She's remembering all of this. Like, oh, my God. The nail. Oh, because she's getting nailed.
She's getting nailed. Ah. Oh. That was good,
that's
Pam.
That's it.
No! Julia.
Uh-oh.
Why is he saying anything about her?
She's remembering.
She's remembering her night of bliss.
I should have never sent my brother. I should have sent my other brother. I
should have sent my dad.
The one that's not so hot.
I thought it was a moving guy that got his head, his hand cut. She's like, ew, gross. Why are you coming at me like that? Why didn't you go to the bathroom and clean that?
That's my husband. Oh, my God.
I'm gonna leave
it. Looking all pale.
He's going to pass out.
Okay.
It's not that bad, Jesus.
Cover it up.
Calm down, dude.
Put some pressure on that.
Where'd you get
shit
that?
And pull that shit over his head.
Oh, man. The house is absorbing the blood.
So this was all done in reverse.
All right. I can see that. Into the nails. It's always the nails.
So this scene. That is a condom.
Well, fun.
It's supposed to be like his embryo.
His heart? Oh, I thought
his
it was
heart,
a
yeah. Like, is it just coming to life? The keys are in the kitchen. They had to make do. It's a condom.
He's like, you know, I got a box of these in my car because I'm really popular with the ladies. Let's see what we can do with this.
How long have they been in here? They're all, like, dried up. You pull them apart, they just fall.
He's like, I didn't say I used
like
them,
plastic.
But
there's got to be one good one. It's like a pack of 12. I didn't use any. So this whole part was reshot. Originally, originally, it was just supposed, it was just like him coming up and out of the ground.
Like, surprise, bitches.
Yeah, like a real dark entity. And they, the studio, after they saw it, they were like, we're going to give you more money to redo that. And then they still had a budget, but they did it differently.
What's that supposed to be? Amniotic fluid?
Yeah.
Ew. Arms?
Yeah.
Ew, it's a spider.
It's like animatronics. So all of this was done in reverse. It's all wax that they molded to make it look. And that's just somebody under the ground, but the arms are animatronics and them coming up.
Did you ever see Fern Gully?
Yes, I love Fern.
This looks like
Krista.
The part. I love it. And Tim Curry's in that too.
Yeah.
This is like the part where he's coming out of the tar-like stuff. Mm-hmm. He's getting like a body. It looks like that. You'd be surprised how many people have not seen Fern Gully. And
that
is like
that movie
a goddamn classic.
Right,
I'd watch it all the time, and I wouldn't even tell my kids. I'm just like, I'm watching it for me. If y'all want to watch, you can, but this is for me.
This is the best.
Oh, that's so weird.
Awesome how they did it, though.
It's like a turtle.
Oh,
all from that little bit of blood. Oh, it's speeding up. Ah!
They didn't hear?
Well, they went to the hospital to get the stitches. Like how dark it is in there for a dinner party.
I know.
We haven't hooked up the electricity yet, guys.
We gotta use candles. It's romantic. She's smoking inside. Of course she is. Like throwing her cigarettes on the floor and shit.
Ew.
Oh my god.
Girl, you can do better. Quit looking at him like that.
She just looks so surprised.
She's like, oh, that's amazing. Is that
only
magic?
Younger one here. Oh. And I'm so sure her dad's like all
He's like, oh, that's funny. And our stepmom's over here being queen bitch.
I had a pretty major orgasm earlier thinking about your brother.
I think I'm in
tired and I have a headache. So.
I think I need to have another one. Excuse me.
I'm going to go. I can't stop thinking about him. Did he just yell at her to sit down? That they're celebrating?
I think he was talking to the guests.
Oh, okay.
Because they're like, oh, well, we can go if you want.
He's like, fuck that bitch.
And he's like,
we're all going to still party.
You go to sleep if you want to with your boring ass. My friends are here.
Dang, she couldn't even kiss her own husband.
She kissed the guests.
Everybody but him.
She's like, you're not your brother.
Hell yeah, it hurts, bitch. Didn't you just see
you
that?
Didn't see her snub me? Yeah, it hurts. Shit.
The fuck?
Like, she's so great.
They're pissed off eyebrows.
So when I was in middle school, I took home economics because it was an easy elective, and I had a lot of other classes that were hard. Uh-huh. And in that, you know, we had, like, the general, like, cooking and crap, but we had a whole six-week section where we watched, my teacher made us watch videos, 80s videos of how to do makeup. And it was like shit like that, or like you see in like soap operas.
Yes.
And it wasn't just girls in there. There were dudes in there too, but I'm like, this is what home ec is?
Oh my God.
Watching how to apply makeup, and it's like highlighter, dark, and it's just like all, and it's like 12 layers of makeup.
Ew.
This is so crazy. I don't know why we're watching this.
My makeup in junior high.
We're 13. We're not going to do this.
Consisted of Clarisol. The skin-colored Clarisol to cover my zits, a blue frost eyeshadow, and a pink frost lipstick.
Hmm.
No blush. I never wore, like, concealer or powders because I was breaking out, so I would just use the Clarisol. That was my makeup. Oh, there he is, bitch.
He's should've like, stayed at the dinner party with your husband.
He's like,
oh, damn.
You were thinking about me, huh?
I'm here to fulfill your dreams.
Julia. Yeah.
You just bum rushed her.
I know. She's gonna bone him anyway. How can I not? Look at your face, dude. Does it hurt? Are you oozing anything? Still have a dick?
That's the important here. Like, do you have? Oh, prove it. Show me your dick and your knife.
He's gonna tell her. I remember the night. Oh no, what does that mean? Just help me, will you? Oh, Terry's drinking whiskey and coke, and I'm drinking White Claw. And I got.
Is that a hot pink tab on that can? That's Pamela.
Raspberry.
Oh, no. Oh, this bitch. She drank that whole glass even though she told him to stop.
She said she wouldn't look at her. He's going to follow her. She's like, hell yeah, I'm going to bone him. I like her little top.
It's cute.
Ugh. That's just too much white for me. It's kind of creepy. He's like, blow me.
I just want to feel normal for a minute. Maybe
do you need more blood? Let me go get Larry.
What real quick. What can we do to make this stop?
How many floors are there? 3? You can't leave me like this. They said it was all done in a house. But the house was so small that they could only do single shots instead of like different shots. The only thing that they did in the effects studio was the basement stuff. Or not basement, attic?
It's a room in upstairs, like, but it's not attic. It's not like up. It's just a room on that top floor.
Yeah. Oh. Cinderella? Are you right? I just
gross.
It's not Frank.
Oh. It's not Frank. He doesn't look the same, but I can still remember him.
I'll just put his picture over his face.
She didn't have to use anything. Just stick it to the sliminess and it'll just stay there.
I like her shirt, but geez, a shoulder pad.
I do not like her shirt.
It's like, I do not.
Really like pretentious, rich bitch kind of shirt, you know?
I would totally rock that.
It'd probably look nice on you, but to her, like I'm just like, her, look what she's wearing.
Like some cute shorts or something. Blue jean shorts. Oh no.
Look, she looks cute in a hat. Mm-hmm. I look weird in a hat.
I do too. My head's really tiny. Like I said, I look like a burnt match.
My husband always wears hats. And he's always giving me hats. And every time I put one on, I'm just, I don't know. I wish I was one of those girls that could wear hats. Yeah. But I put one on, I just look stupid. I can't.
My husband and daughter wear hats. My daughter loves hats. And I always see, like, women just with their hair down and straight and, like, a nice hat with a long bill around it. And it looks cute. And I put it on, I'm like,
I put it on and my hair is, like, going around my ears. And I look like a weird cartoon character. I like her jacket. Mm-hmm. It's, like, casual enough that she could wear it with that other outfit. But it still looks nice on this dressier outfit.
I like this wall.
This is such a nice one. Is
this
Subway?
I like that bed frame.
What the fuck is that? A twin bed?
Yeah, that's a small-ass bed. What the fuck is right?
And they're up against a wall. You gotta really love your husband.
Dude, oh.
I got a queen, and we're in the middle of the room, and I still feel like I need more space.
I'm falling off the bed. Oh, look at her. She's still thinking about Frank's dick. And he's thinking about it, too.
Oh, he's like, man, I need some blood real quick.
Rats are all like,
so it can all go to my dick downstairs. Gross.
She's going to go
He's getting grosser somehow.
Look at around his eye sockets. She's going to give herself to Frank.
Must have been some good sex. She's just like, yeah, I'll do what you ask.
Bring your dick back. Okay. He's like, okay, let me rest so I can bone you hard later.
Bone, literally. Literally. She's a fucking skeleton.
It's like a really long penis bone that leans.
Ew, gross. What is this? She's in the subway and now she's in a room full of feathers? And babies?
It's a sign. So this girl says she hates horror movies.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But once she read the book and the script, she was like, okay.
Yeah, I want to be part of that. Nice. She's probably glad that she did. I mean, everybody knows this movie.
Yeah.
Even people who haven't seen the movie, they at least know about it. They know Pinhead. They know.
Yeah. Pinhead is a very popular person. Or, good God.
Was it his nightmare? Was he the body?
I guess they're both having a nightmare.
How's her dad okay with them sharing a room? Even if they do have separate beds.
Yeah.
She is way sweaty.
Dang, he is too. The air on in there.
Right? Do you guys have a fan?
Open a window.
Open
Shit.
Your windows.
You know what? Just go sleep outside. It's probably cooler.
You got a nice backyard, I'm sure. We haven't seen it yet, but
sleep
look
on
at that
the
house.
Trampoline.
Sleep next to the Mary statues.
You got to have like benches somewhere.
It's probably a nice gazebo back there.
Something.
Man, she is obsessed.
I was going to say, he's such a predominant character in the horror genre that everybody knows who Pinhead is. I
love you, sweet. Oh, she's not at home. She took dinner party guy to some other place.
Don't worry, Daddy.
And then called her dad in the middle of the night because she had a bad dream.
We're sleeping in.
She's a sweet girl.
Twin beds. Like, oh, God.
It's weird that she said who. What other girl would call him in the middle of the night with a bad dream? He's not you. He's not boning other people.
This guy's just creeping around his fucking moldy-ass skin. Look at her.
She just looks like she should play a villain.
Looking fierce.
I don't know if it's the hair, her general countenance, the shoulder
just
pads.
Just her whole, like,
everything about her just
appearance
screams,
villain.
I'm the bad guy here.
Well, she agreed to something, so I'm assuming she's agreeing to kill somebody for him.
Or I guess he needs more blood.
Blood?
Although, I thought maybe the blood from his brother bringing him back wasn't just because it was blood. It was because it's family, but
maybe it's just
blood in general.
No, maybe it's family. That hair.
Is that like a flower in his pocket? It's like at a wedding, they always have the flowers. What is it called? A boutonniere?
A boutonniere?
I don't know that's what they're called.
That's a kerchief?
It's just it's sticking out so much. No, I came back to your home, strange lady.
Yeah, to drink some tea.
To drink some tea with you in your dark house.
Dude, the bar was like two blocks away from here. Chill out.
I don't want to cheat on my husband's brother.
Right. I bet there are some people out there like that too, all fucked up. What the fuck? Are you serious right now?
Just go with it. Ew, gross. Kick him in the balls. Hit him in the kidneys.
I mean, why is she acting like so? She brought him there. She knew what she was doing. What did she think he was going
to? Maybe she thought that she could get him up the stairs before he tried to molest
boner.
Her. Yeah. Here's my bedroom. It's so glamorous. Don't mind the mice.
On this floor.
I have a kink about dirt and
my back getting all fucked up.
Splinters. I really like splinters.
It's hot. Like little things poking you, but you don't know what it is. Soft things. It might, could be a roach.
It really gets me going.
Every time it squishes up against my ass cheek.
You were trying to do her in the foyer.
She has the most...
Look at those stars. They cover her whole ears.
Earrings.
How can she hear anything?
I've ever seen. That's what I was like, holy shit, look at that earring.
It's like starfish.
The ones
like,
she was wearing prior to that and the ones to that, they were all big. Maybe because she has such short hair, they're like, oh, we'll accentuate with earrings.
Not yeah, but they're making her hair so straight up. That's enough accentuating.
Hey, that was a popular hairstyle. I didn't have it.
But I saw other people
but
with
it. I saw a lot of boomers with it. Yeah. She's like, God damn it, hurry up, Frank.
You're taking it pretty far. You could probably just kill him right now. You don't have to keep going through with this.
Well,
unless he needs in a specific place.
Is she supposed to lure him there?
Well, that other dude, maybe he's...
Oh,
gross.
No, he wears tiny whinies.
Maybe he's too weak to do it himself, and he needs her to do it. You know you are. The loveliest woman I've ever seen. What's wrong? Really? Just like she's giving you like
just
the signs, like
already.
She's clearly maybe not into this.
Oh,
and then she starts finally acting like she is, and you're like, actually, I'm gonna go pee first.
Damn, look at her.
Mm.
Whoa, his
teeth. Knocked his teeth out. Shit, she is really into Frank.
No shit, she obviously wanted him back. So is he going to turn back to normal? Is he going to drink the blood like a vampire? Just like, ah. I know, her earrings.
What did you say? I couldn't hear.
Did I do it? I couldn't see past this earring. Ew, it's so creepy.
Is he going to eat him? Yeah, you're going to shake everything off. Everything. You got your...
Dang,
I'm
like...
You're a very messy killer.
Right. She's like, oh, I like this shirt.
That's not coming out.
Oh, and then the blood on the floor. Really?
It's a cute little under thing, though.
Yeah.
Camisole?
Camisole? Lingerie.
She's just... Yeah, she better get her antibacterial wipes out or something. I'm going to have sex so soon.
She's like, he better be ready to go.
Really? You missed some spots.
No shit.
That are clear, like, very visible in the mirror.
Right here. Nope. Just missed it. Lower.
Yeah, okay.
Lower.
Oh, I think he did eat him. Or maybe suck the life out of him.
Oh, that is fucking creepy and cool.
I'm so excited. What do they look like?
He's going to come out all hot. She's like,
or he's
yes!
got like a huge belly because he ate them all. Not hot enough yet.
He's like, yeah, bitch.
I can stand up now.
My dick's almost back. Go get me another one.
It's making me whole again. Oh, great.
So she keeps feeding. She's like, I'm going to keep feeding him until he gets so big. Ew, no.
She's like, maybe.
No.
But you're so gross.
No.
Ew, don't say that. Gross. Sorry if that's y'all's kink out there. That's just one of those.
Oh, God, no.
Few that I can't get behind.
My titties just hurt.
Girl, go wash your chest.
No shit.
And your hands.
Put some clothes on. Go fucking take
right?
a shower.
What are you doing here in the
hot
middle
water
of the day?
Disinfect it. Oh, and you left a body there?
Heels and your lingerie and covered in blood.
Yeah, there you go. That's gonna hide.
No one will notice.
What's under that coat? Nothing.
Girl. What?
She must work out.
Well, maybe he doesn't weigh much anymore. He's like a toddler now. Really?
She just throws it down the stairs.
He broke in. Ah!
Her sneaking around.
With those heels on. He didn't hear her coming down those stairs? Nice. Good job for her. No.
Taking a shit,
Why
Larry.
Why is everyone so gross right now?
Taking a shit, Larry. Beat it. Do me a favor. Go upstairs and...
A brandy?
Check on something.
Because whenever I'm feeling sick, I want a brandy. That's what makes me feel
me
better.
Too. I don't know who Brandy is, but...
She always makes me feel better.
If she's going to make me feel better, she can come over anytime.
I'm already in my lingerie, so we don't even have to, like, wait.
Oh, look at her. She had He's right there. Ugh.
Is he? Where?
Look, behind. She
oh, I
came
missed
out
it.
And
I was too busy
there.
Staring at her shirt.
Her shoulder back.
Ah! I just got clean, you son of a bitch.
Like, look at my
then he should be in, like, constant pain. I think maybe you owe me a whole story. What are they? Centigraphs?
Centoids?
Centigrams?
Centoids.
Centimeters?
Yes. The centimeter monsters. Cenobites.
He's like, yes, I'm getting laid.
I'm
going
to fuck this bitch with my literal veiny dick.
That's what every lady wants to hear.
No.
Please don't put that in your mouth.
No.
Do not do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, gross.
Jesus.
Ew.
Oh. That's about how I feel, little man. Okay. She works at a pet shop? Awesome.
Quit fucking smacking.
Oh, is this the movie Birds?
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. Yes, excuse you.
Maybe it was a...
Excuse me, Karen. We gotta do some other stuff.
A shout out to the birds. What the fuck are you doing in here? I want to eat a rat.
I'm going to eat this monkey. Ew!
Oh, no.
What are those, spiders?
Really?
Crickets?
Cricket.
Give those back?
He's like...
How about get out? Ooh, and he's making eye contact the whole time?
Get out of here.
Girl, go call the cops.
God damn it, I keep, like, the wire from the headphones keep rubbing on my leg, and I feel like it feels like something's crawling, so I keep looking down. Something's rubbing my leg. Oh, look.
Hi.
Ah!
Hey.
You're too pretty for him.
He's wearing a mock turtleneck. You're
not
better
pretty.
Than that.
You're too good for him. He took one of the parakeets to eat. He's like, chicken dinner. Winner, winner.
I had some grasshoppers as an appetizer. How does this chick pick up so many dudes?
Well, look at the dudes she's picking up. So I mean,
yeah.
That's all I got to say about that.
Look at that tie. And that jacket.
Yeah.
She's getting better. One hit and done. She didn't knock his teeth out.
How's her splatter? Look at her.
Like an old pro.
Not even breaking a sweat.
La la la. I'm going to be getting some good dick
her
soon.
Her hair seems to be getting
It's getting taller and more sleeked back. Like, she's getting more villainous.
She is. Her red polish and matching lipstick.
Ugh. The things a woman will do.
Look at those earrings. All in the name of love. Can she pick up HBO with those?
They all go up. Like, they don't, most of hers don't dangle down like most of the 80s earrings. They go up. Oh, and he's dressed now. Cover those weird rib bones.
He's like, I'm going to keep this dead guy's clothes. And we're the same size. Oh, he would have had more. I mean, look how much he developed from the second guy to the third guy.
Ah. Oh. He got his taste buds back from that weird guy. That would be nice. She's killing for you. Oh, a box.
Is it a jewelry box?
Is there jewelry?
Like what kind of doors? To a jewelry store? To a big earring
It's one
store?
Earring. It's one earring.
That's what she's thinking. She's like, man, I could totally rock that as an earring. Ew.
Yes.
So, originally... All the Cenobites were supposed to talk, but they had such a hard time with their makeup and stuff, so they decided to only give it the lines to Pinhead and to the female. And then... excuse me.
Well, yeah. You gotta spin him while you're doing that. He's gonna throw up in his own nose.
That's how his blood comes out faster.
You're blinding me!
I can't see!
Could you tell this story without these weird effects? I'm going to live and you're going to help me, yes? Yes. They'll never find us. Not in the whole wide world. I'll hide you in my hair.
No shit. I bet he's the final victim. I thought this kind of stuff made you sick. You, my friend. I've seen worse. This guy's good. They don't hear him pacing upstairs. She's been boned by the grossest thing ever right now. She's great, dude. She's like, my main dick is back. I'm good. Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Guy, have some chill. Just... I think I left a window open upstairs. I'll go
see. No. Fire. Wouldn't you think he would know, oh, okay, he's coming up. I'm going to hide. Since when?
We've been together for so long.
Look at you. You look like Thunder made you.
Oh, no.
He's like, oh my God, we haven't been intimate in 2 years.
They only had sex the one time consummate the marriage. And then she's like, ah, oh, you're not as good.
She just kept handing him the lotion and tissue. Good night.
Just always.
This is a good porn. Watch this one. Good night.
I've got my fighting sweater on. I could take him. Whoever it is.
Look at that sweater. Oh, the 80s. Oh, yeah, and there. There it is. She's like, it's not behind this door.
Can you not? She's like, so obvious. There's no way someone could be in here.
What do you have in there? Fuck it. You don't need him.
Oh, it's mice. That's what's making all the noise.
Rats. Oh, rats. That's right. Yeah. Oh, my God. Look.
I told you. He's the one saying, let's go up there. He didn't say there's something to be afraid of.
Close that door.
He's like, hey, remember what you just started in the hall?
She's like, oh, I started my period.
just now.
Right now. I felt it.
This isn't a good time.
No. Oh, no. He's in there.
He's in the room.
Derek's face.
And he closed the door. He can't get
out. Oh, no. He's going to have to watch him. He's under the bed. He's, like, crying. Oh! In the closet. No, bitch. He's like, oh, my God. My brother has no rhythm. It's gross.
He should have taken... Is that nail polish?
Mm-hmm.
She looks like
she's just distracted. Oh, she knows he's in there.
And they have a creepy painting in there. Could this get any worse? Look at me while you screw my brother.
Yeah.
Gross. He thinks that he's the only one in the room, and she's saying, please don't, no, I can't bear it, but he's
said,
not stopping.
Please don't, Larry.
But still, he doesn't know that there's anyone
what
else there.
The fuck
I would have to assume
doing?
That my wife is talking to me. Imagine how it would feel if your husband
wife.
Or your wife is telling you, I couldn't bear it, please don't. Like, Jesus.
And crying, like, what the shit?
Like, freaking out. I'm going to go watch more boxing.
Beat my meat.
Just like always.
Another night. Me and my blue balls. He's telling his daughter about it. I tried to bone her and she said no. Someone. The dragon behind you. She's waiting for that. Oh, I see. It's behind him.
He knows. At least he's aware.
Won't you be my neighbor? Okay.
Could you make friends with your stepmom and ask her why she won't have sex with me? Because.
So, hey, Dad said you guys weren't doing it.
Dude, I think you need a new shirt.
No shit, guy.
So where's the harm?
I said no.
Then find me somebody else before they come looking. Now.
Oh, no. What the fuck?
Could she look more like a bad guy? Oh, God.
And then the stepdaughter scene. So she's like, she's not having sex with you, Dad, because she's too busy boning the goddamn town. My room's up here.
Is that his heart you can hear?
I'm gonna eat, yeah.
Come in.
Oh no.
What is this? A cave?
Dude, hide yourself better.
Jesus Christ.
She locked the door all the other times.
He's like, move, bitch. That's get out snack. The way. Don't look at me.
Oh, that was weird.
Boner.
Yeah.
He's like, hell yeah. This is going to be in the shit.
You're going to be my skin.
Have you ever seen American Pie?
No. Way to announce yourself, dear.
Yeah, the noise.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Hi.
Bruce.
Hi.
Like the gurgling.
Yeah, what is it?
From it sounds like he like grabbed his throat.
Oh, okay.
He's gurgling the blood. She already fucking saw you. Just right. Go down,
come down
there
the
and
stairs,
be like,
play natural. Otherwise, there's a chance she could go
came
into
in
that room.
He had to use the bathroom and left out the back door. Problem solved.
I had a business
he
proposal.
He is a co-worker.
For him to look over. I don't know what she does for
I was
a living.
Picking him up from the airport. It's on the way.
He's my cousin.
But he's gone now. Where'd he go?
We got in a fight. I forgot that we hate each other.
This is his niece then.
Run! I know you're in shock, girl, but run. Aw, she's a good guy. She wants to help him. Ah!
Run!
Why are you still there?
Ew.
Ew.
Come to daddy.
He just said that to the chick he wants to fuck. Ew, don't say that. Oh, gross. Everything's getting worse.
Don't touch me.
That's right.
Don't touch me.
That means no, you dick. He still has balls. You can kick him. Oh, my God.
Find that hammer. I know she doesn't know it's there, but...
There's nothing to be afraid of.
Really?
Gross.
Oh, that was hardcore. Get out of there!
There you go.
Oh, shit.
Throw it at his fucking head.
Yeah, give it to him. Right in his face.
No. One last time. Give me that box.
He just left it on the ground. Oh, no. How far does she live? Ew, that's
she's gonna have
creepy.
Some therapy after that.
Oh, big time.
Look at her. She's already... Nuns, help me.
Here.
Here.
Going home. Here.
Could you take this box?
It's bad. What are you saying, Uncle Frank? See, drunk uncle. He's demonic uncle. Same thing.
I think the box is fucking her up.
Yeah. She should have gave it to those nuns. Letters?
Dude, where'd you guys come from?
Oh, a beautiful flower.
What the hell?
Okay.
Hey, you're in the psych ward now.
You bloomed like a flower in the psych ward.
You turned into a flower. We didn't know what to do. Oh, she's watching a video about flowers.
Oh.
You know, like normal nurses do. Good girl.
Is she in the psych ward? Thanks, nurse.
Oh, you're awake. Good girl.
I mean, I remember the hospitals in the 80s. I don't remember them being like this. I have to call my
father. That's easily arranged, but first, back into bed.
It's important. It really is.
First things first. We'll get your telephone after we've talked. What about this? Ringing the bells? You were hanging on to it like grim death.
I don't remember.
Police will want to speak to you. You know that.
Why? Why would they want to speak with her? I guess she just passed out on the... Maybe she looked like she was assaulted or something?
I don't know.
I mean, she didn't have any actual injuries.
Oh.
Hey, they let her keep her ring.
Yeah. It's nice.
Now you just gotta find your clothes and get out.
There it is. I'm getting out through this fucking box.
Present from Uncle Frank.
Don't weird to smirk about it, this. Right? What are you doing?
She's feeling
your
the
creepy skinless uncle didn't want you to have that.
No shit.
Oh.
Fairies
no.
are coming out of it.
She's like, yeah, I figured
maybe
it
she's
out.
She's like hypnotized by it.
I guess. Puts her in some kind of trance.
That's kind of weird lights.
Oh.
Oh, you're so dead. You're so fucked.
Oh, no. No! Fucking turn that bitch back.
I can't even help it. I still want one.
Fuck!
You destroyed the hospital. Look what you did.
Oh, no. That's some pretty good...
But there's spider webs.
It's strong.
In the middle of the wall. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're gone now. It's a hallway.
Oh, it's clean. The maintenance staff of this hospital. They're just so good. They're so fast.
Look at that hallway, though.
No, never go down a hallway that long.
Just stay in bed.
Wait for the cops to come and ask you questions.
Don't go in there. No.
Maybe you deserve to be in the psych ward.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Somebody's there. Beak? Ah, it looks kind of like Swamp Thing. Oh, I changed my mind.
So this is, like, made on a budget of, like, no money. I didn't really find what they used on a lot of stuff, but that's insane. Look how good that looks. So, the makeup Ben Coons was saying that they were only supposed to do those shots for this guy really quickly. And when they're coming down the hallway, they shot it too long that you could see the legs running underneath.
Oh,
and I'm holding it. Well, yeah, because you're too busy looking at it,
right?
But he was like, it was only supposed to be shot really quickly and not for
put
a long
that box
period
down.
Of time.
Yeah. There's this book called House of Leaves by Mark Daniel Lewski. His sister is Poe. She had a whole album
I love Poe.
Dedicated to this book that he wrote. So, you know her song, 9.5 Minute Hallway? Yes. It's about that book.
Nice.
Because inside this house, in this book that he wrote, inside this house, it's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside. And so it's this whole team there trying to investigate this. And there's this hallway that you go down and, like, they get lost in it because it just keeps going forever. And seeing hallways like that, like, really long, it took her so long to run back. It always makes me think of that book. That book is amazing.
So this guy
It looks like those little chattering teeth that walk with
the feet. He was known to walk around set and do that. He could do it just like... So they made
the monster... Ew, not her mouth! He could do it that fast?
Yes, that's him doing it. It took them 6 hours to apply Pinhead's makeup.
Taste our treasures.
Oh.
Oh, no tears, please. It's a waste of good suffering.
Wait.
No time for argument.
You've done this before, right?
Many times.
She's like, throw this bitch under the bus.
Oh, fuck yeah. I would see you trying to fucking molest, kill her. He couldn't see. His contacts were completely black. So he would often, was afraid to move, he would always ask a stagehand to guide him because he didn't want to trip over his long dress. But he was like, I couldn't see anything. They were always having to redoing takes because he would step on the wrong area instead of the marker. He would miss it because he couldn't see anything.
What I care about is a new skin.
Ew, bitch.
Did he not get anything from that
from
last
that
dude?
Other guy? Did he escape? Like, no.
He looks
shit.
The same.
He's not fresh.
Did
anymore.
He not eat him?
Can't be him.
Oh, hey, Frank was right. He is home soon.
Is it raining? I really like those stained glass doors.
Hey.
I'm ready. Oh, they took her.
Oh, look at that 80s shirt.
No shit. And the hair. The jacket. Levi, look at that. Holy shit, I have one of those.
Oh, no. Maybe he did get skinned.
He did. He killed him.
Oh, he killed the husband?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird that they wouldn't show that.
She offed Larry to him. Yeah, no shit.
He's the main character.
A lot of the stuff got cut because it was originally shot in Britain, but then they brought it to the U.S. And in Britain, they kept asking for them to cut scenes out. So there's a lot of stuff missing. Look at her. She's like...
Yes, it killed four people for this.
Bang she ever had.
Was it worth it?
Apparently, she looks so much more relaxed. Daddy's dead. Why would you go back to that house?
Dad is dead. Hit that bitch in the face with that box. Hello, stepmother.
Where's
So he took his skin. He's not even like the hot guy that he used to be.
No. She was boning the...
Ew, look at the back of his neck.
I need to talk to you.
That was from their sex.
It's okay, baby.
Really? You can see it.
No. See, your brother Frank is upstairs. He's upstairs and he's trying to kill you. He's gonna kill you.
Wait. Whatever Frank did was upstairs.
Does she not see all that?
I guess she's...
That would have been the first thing I would have noticed.
Dripping down his forehead.
Are you okay?
Especially since she was worried.
Why is it finished?
He's gone.
What does gone mean?
He's dead, Kirsten.
He was insane, baby. A mad dog. I had to put him out of his misery. Jesus, just see.
Well, that would explain the blood.
Really? It looks like he bathed in it.
Yeah. It's like at, like seams, kind of. I just want to wipe his forehead. Like, can we please give you a shower real quick?
Yeah. I never heard him call her baby.
Ew.
He called her kiddo.
Kiddo, yeah.
Ew, and stepmom's petting her? No.
She wants in on the action.
I need to see him.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Why do you want to see your dead Uncle Frank?
Yes.
Just stop it, young lady.
Ew. Dads don't caress like that. Stop it.
Oh, I'm gonna throw up.
That's fucking yuck.
Look at his face, like, haha.
Ew, so mess with your eyeball.
Excuse me. Gross. That's not him, that's my dad.
I'd know his skeleton anywhere.
Anywhere. Does that look about even?
So do you think stepmom was upset? Like, she didn't seem to be upset, so it clearly wasn't a fact that she wasn't.
Oh, no, what is it?
Oh, my God.
They're back.
How did she know? He's downstairs. He's in my dad's skin.
Yeah, really. He's not your father, though.
This girl is... Your nails look scary!
She could totally kick that lady.
Oh, yeah, she could take her. Look at him. Yes. I'm a gross old man. Let's get a newer, younger
creepy
version.
Gross old man. Yell, he's here, he's here.
Right, let them know, let the monsters know.
Don't look cute at his fucking head. He's right here.
Kick him in the balls.
Yell.
Do so. Yes.
Yes.
He just got that skin.
I gotta go find a hotter guy. Oh my God, creepy. That's a good line though.
Dude, she's like wrapping her hair around her hand.
She could totally kick that shit out of his hand.
Whapow!
Yeah! He's like, oh, sorry, babe. Well, since you're already
but he's still
die
pushing
anyways.
In. He didn't even take the knife out. He's just like, okay.
Oh, he's gonna fucking eat her ass too. I just need my face to look good.
I'm just
good.
A piece of
look
shit.
Look at, he's fucking draining her. He boned her and drained her. Gross. The sound.
Yeah. Is he gonna heal now?
I guess. I don't know.
Is he gonna look like her and take her skin?
Where are you, beautiful?
Ew.
Tell them. Tell them.
Go tell him he's coming up the stairs.
Hey, pinhead looking guy. Hey, guy. Nail
hey,
guy.
Weird alien people.
Fat guy, tongue guy.
Teeth guy.
Hey, guys.
Piercing girl.
He's right here, guys. Anybody? Demons? Someone?
Box people.
He's here.
Man, you're terrible at this. There are so many places to hide in there. Just duck down. Like, that's the room she's going to go back to.
Oh, fucking Jesus!
Shit!
My little heart.
Hide in the closet with Jesus.
Ay, Dios mío. I literally fucking jumped. She is horrible at this.
She always loses when she plays hide and seek. She's the first one found every time.
Cause she can't sit still. Can't sit here.
She got further.
He already knows where she is.
She's gonna knock something over in her panic.
Trip. She's gonna fart.
Where are the guys? Like, they're just standing in that room waiting.
Yeah.
In the same spot.
They can't leave the room. Oh no! Not fucking maggots! Blech. Do maggots. Can't do worms.
Gross. Good on her. She didn't react. I mean, she reacted.
I would have
she
fucking been running off and taking all my clothes off, shaving my head, going to a doctor, check my asshole. I don't know. I don't want worms.
Look at all the maggots. Now she's leaving the room? Girl, stay in your spot. He didn't see you.
What the hell is this?
Good a lion? Dog? Bird of some kind? I see wings.
I'm just going to stand here and wait for him.
A dragon?
Yeah.
I'm going to cry where he can hear me. Oh, she's killing me.
God damn it.
What is this, a glass door? How could... What was that?
The reflection?
So shiny. Yeah. It's the shiniest door. He's gonna push you out down the stairs, off the balcony. Ah!
The switchblade. Why don't she just call for them guys? Oh no, she's gonna trip over.
Oh, she's gonna fall over dead. The candles are gone.
Yeah. No, that's not. He was in the closet. This is another body.
I think that was dad.
Yeah, that was dad. Oh, creepy.
Oh, the cavalry's here.
Here it is.
They're gonna torture you.
I swear, my heart lit up. You would have thought a fairy was coming. Look, here it is. Hey, you son of a bitch.
Surprise,
fucker.
Where are
you going?
Yes.
Remember this?
Hey. It makes me happy. I don't know why, to know that that's just something that he did, and they're like, cool, it's creepy, do it in the thing. And he's like, got it. I was going to do it anyway.
Right?
Yep.
Bitch. Fuck you, dude. You killed my dad, you fucking piece of shit. Have fun in hell. Yeah. No, sir, you get your ass back right over here in front of us, mister. Ah! Ow, ow, ow. Okay, ow, ow. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God, another one. Ow, ow, ow. Get out, because even if she knows that
they told him to leave.
Even if she knows it's her Uncle Frank, it still looks like her dad, you know? Just get out. Let them do their weird shit and get out.
Like, fuck that, I'm staying.
Look at
here.
Their faces. They're so, like, impassive. They're just watching it, like, yeah.
Oh, the huge one in his. Yes!
Ooh,
oh, my fucking. Yeah.
Yeah!
Oh, why?
Creepy to the end!
Jesus. So. He ad-libbed that line. It was supposed to be, fuck you. But he did the Jesus wept instead.
Was he supposed to do the weird tongue thing? Because it was just,
I
like,
don't know,
super
but that
creepy.
Was fucking just disturbing.
Like, really? You have to be in so much pain right now. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
But I gave you Frank.
You said... You fucking said to get out. You said it.
Oh, shit.
So I'm doing what you told me to do. Get the fuck out.
They took her stepmom's face.
Grab the box and run. I don't like her throat thingy. Throat vagina. Throat vagina. Oh, there he is.
Is he super tall?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Accurate. Yeah.
No, don't do that.
Why not?
What does it do? Oh, you mean this? This right here?
Oh, sorry. Oh, it's
oh, no.
Reflexes. I'm sorry. And they're back. Time. Where's the big tongue guy? Here he comes. Another guy.
Oh, her boyfriend's
there. There he is.
Run away!
Run away.
Stay safe.
Run away. Let's turn away, right? Oh, no. Look at that little bitty door. He's like, oh, my God.
Oh,
look how
that.
Brave he is. He still went in there to look for her.
Like, oh, man. And she went out the front door. He went in the side.
She's the hottest girlfriend I've ever had. I'm going to find her.
Oh, look at. He just randomly finds some plastic to hide under.
Were they renovating something?
Oh, what is
it? Oh, it's a bale.
He's like, I like to make an entrance. Shit, she's beating his face with the box. So is she having to open it repeatedly to close it like that?
I'm not sure.
Because she closed
once
it.
They get near. No. Steve. Behind Steve. Ooh,
Steve, get out of the way. No.
Butthole eyeballs. Do the thingy to him anyways.
Do the box thing.
Rubik's Cube his ass back in the box.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Oh, you're so smart.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. No.
Is there somebody else?
You can't get out.
No.
Nope. No, that still looks
there
scary.
You can't.
Oh, there he is. Oh, no. It's the fucking... Has he got a stinger?
Yeah, that's gonna help. Fucking kick punch that motherfucker. Ew, right in the jaw, fucking. God damn it!
Really? Grab it and pull back!
No, he got the box, you dumbass.
Oh, she got it back.
She's got it. Quick, Rubik's Cube that shit. She goes, leave me alone, I got this shit.
You don't know how to do this box.
I know how to do it. How do you know how to do it? Because I'm the idiot who opened it.
I've done it 4 times.
Is that it? Or is there another one?
And he's just like, what the fuck?
Is that real?
I just came to see if you're okay because you escaped from the mental hospital.
Are you guys into the 3D thing now?
What is this, witchcraft?
Uh-oh.
We should break up.
Yeah, I'm good, right? I think this is gonna work out.
And change my shirt.
It's not me, it's you.
It's so you.
But
it's all you.
Don't
Don't go back
call
in
me, and I won't be seeing you around. Bye.
Oh, he's gonna give her his jacket.
He loves her. You know why? Because that's the hottest chick he's ever had, and he's gonna take her, crazy or not.
He's like, I can't do better than you. You're nice. You're hot.
Where's Frank? It doesn't even look like the guy
from the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like a totally different person.
It used to be him when he was a lot younger, less sweaty.
Yeah. More skin.
No scruff. He has more skin. It really changes the way someone looks when you put skin on him.
It really does. It's like the eyebrow thing.
Oh, right?
Can it burn, though? I mean, hell's pretty hot. Can it burn?
Find some acid or something.
And a little bitty fire like that.
Like sulfuric acid or something. Just dissolve that. Don't assume it's going to burn either. Wait to see if it's burned. Don't just leave it there.
Oh no, it's the homeless
It's
guy.
The guy that eats crickets. Crickets.
Cricket man?
Grasshoppers. They weren't grasshoppers. They were crickets, right?
Grasshoppers. Crickets are black. No.
Grasshoppers yes. are green.
Yes. Cricket. Grasshoppers.
Son of a bitch. Ah, yes. What the shit?
He got in the fire to get it.
Who are you, fireman?
Who is this mysterious grasshopper /
hobo?
Oh!
What is the devil? Was he in your pet shop?
Nice. Just another realm.
That was weird.
And the devil's toy box.
Is that hobo in the other ones? I guess. Is he in the sequel to explain
why? Don't
buy
that. Look, there's dead cockroaches. You don't want that. Another guy. Who's buying it now?
Is this another hot psycho? Oh, wait. Yeah, it's a different one. Yeah. It's a different one. And why does that dude have it? And why is he selling it to people?
Who knows?
That was good.
It was really good. I really enjoyed it.
So good. So creepy.
It had great effects. I really liked the makeup effects and everything.
I'm interested because they had a budget of $1 million. Yeah. But he's telling the special effects guy he has no money. So what did that money go for?
Before they got the $1 million, it was 900,000 or something like that.
Okay.
And then after they shot it, they premiered it the year before to executives and whatever, the money.
Yeah.
And they were the ones, I don't remember what company it was. They saw it, and then when they got to the end, they were like, we loved it, but we want to reshoot the end. And Clive Barker was like, oh, well, the reason why we had to do it that way was because we only had this much money. And they're like, we'll give you this extra cash. And that's why it shot up to $1 million if you reshoot that. So they're like, hell yeah, let's do it. And that's what they did. That's from what I read, but I could be wrong.
Still, I mean, it's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
I know that it can't all go to effects. It has to go to, like, paying and some of those people were in a lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
So, looking at it that way, they don't have a lot of money for the effects, mm-hmm. They did a phenomenal job.
They did an amazing job.
So much crazy shit.
They did so good with the costumes, or like the makeup, the blood, the whole, his rebirth.
Oh, it was so good. So good.
I like when they, it's like, and it looked like it was one continuous shot, but I like when they do that, because then you get to see it. That's what I want to see. When a werewolf is going to change, I want to see that fucking werewolf change. You know? You want to see this stuff. Or I, at least I do. Yeah. I really enjoyed this movie. It's a really good movie. And I can see why it's a big classic movie.
Oh, I know.
And it's a big cult following.
And, I mean, it appeals on so many levels. Mm-hmm. Horror. It's got... They could be demons. And they're from
so
hell.
So many.
It's gory.
They try to shoot one, I think, every year up until 2005. 10.
That's insane.
So there's one for almost every generation has their Pinhead story. You know what I mean?
So let me see if I can find the one that I watched, because I just want to tell everybody that it was really bad and don't watch it. I got to warn you guys. This was like the shittiest thing. It was so terrible. I got to find this, because I got all excited going, oh, shit. And then it was bad. And I was, I need you guys to know. Let me see. Franchise. There we go. I'm going to find it. And because I remember I when I picked it up, I was like, oh, it has this other chick, and I've seen her in other things. And so I watched it, and I wish that I hadn't.
I'm looking for, okay, so there's this guy who sent us a message through Slasher, and I'm trying to find his...
Oh, shit, I have that saved.
Yes.
Yes. So we have this guy... His name, if you look him up on Slasher or on YouTube, he goes by Poltergeist OD. I'm trying to type it in, and it totally auto-corrected me to Poltergeist, and I'm super pissed about it now.
Well, all of his music is horror movie-based. So every lyric has to do with horror.
You got the Michael Myers one?
The Michael Myers. So go to YouTube, guys.
Poltergeist OD. He does these songs from the perspective of a horror movie villain. This one's the Michael Myers one.
So we're just going to play a quick little clip of it.
Michael Myers, walking quicker than you can cycle tires. Bite the pliers, bitches like pulling teeth through my desires. And I'm just trying to find the right suppliers. Find a miter and pull her fucking spinal tighter till her life expires. It's a slow burn like I'm lighting tribal fires. You can feel suspension so tight that you're trying to fight the wires. I got you caught on the web, let's see you survive the spiders. I'll acquire Jamie Lee Curtis and turn the knife inside her. Michael, the new archangel of death etched in a flesh Bible. A new dark age has come, pretext of a dead disciple.
So that's it. That's the clip.
And what he does, that one, if you watch the YouTube video, it's like he has cut together... scenes from all of the Halloween movies to match up with his lyrics, and he does a really great job. It looks really great.
So many. Norman Bates. The Tall Man.
We were hoping there was one for Hellraiser, but there wasn't. He does have one for the Tall Man from Phantasm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, look him up. I was really surprised, you know, because you get. You know how you get, like, random things, like, check out these videos I made, and you look it up, and you're just like, oh, honey. I didn't feel that way with him. I was just like, holy shit, Pam, did you see this?
Right away, we started texting each other. I was like, he's really good. I like it. It's different.
So look him up. I don't know if he has Facebook, but he has his own YouTube channel.
Poltergeist OD.
Poltergeist OD. Letters OD.
OD.
And the movie that I was talking about... Mm-hmm. Hellraiser Deader. D-E-A-D.
Even more dead than they already are.
More dead. It's 2005. Oh, no. It's the 7th installment of the Hellraiser series. And it's weird because it's written by the guy who wrote the script for 13 Ghosts. And I'm just like, but I love that movie. Mm-hmm. But somehow, this... sucked. And I was so, like, there were so many times watching it where I was going, I can't.
Well, I'm trying to think, how long I can keep this franchise going.
I want to stop it.
I'm kind of curious now to see the rest of them.
But I'm also, I paid $5 for this DVD. I'm going to watch this. And so I'm sitting there just staring at the TV going, when is this movie going to be over?
I'm one.
Maybe
I'm
it will be better, and it's not.
Yeah. I just want to see the first one, and that's it. I don't want to see the second movie or remake or whatever, but I always do.
I always do.
And then I always get judgmental about it. I'm that person.
Like,
they did it wrong doing this.
Well, most of the time.
Kind of like comic book guys.
Sequels and stuff, they're not as good as the first. Like, mm-hmm. I loved the first Saw movie. I thought it was so different, and I really loved it. And then I watched the second one, and I was like, I guess it was okay.
Yeah.
And then the third and the fourth, and I was just, okay, I'm done. So I don't know how many Saw movies there are now, but I think I didn't watch past the third because I was like, it's basically the same thing, just coming up with new traps or whatever.
Yeah.
But there are some that I do like sequels, but so far, Hellraiser
not, like,
is not one of them.
Blinking my eyes at you, Terry. I'm just trying to adjust my...
I wasn't going to say anything because I just appreciated the attention that I was getting because I was like, look at her fluttering her lashes. She's
so drunk,
really
guys.
Into me.
Anyways, email us any of your horror movie suggestions.
Any.
You can drunkandscary@gmail.com.
Facebook, Twitter, Slasher. We're on Instagram, Spotify, iTunes, Podbean.
Apple
Podcasts, Listen Notes, CastBox, Over,
a lot of cast. Stuff, or just Google us.
Google us, Pam and Terry, drunk and scary. That's us, guys.
All right.
Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Send us your horror movie suggestions, guys. We want to see what
you
guys listen to. Terry's like rolling me. Goonies, Never Say Die.
Well, the other day you were like, I don't think I said it.
I'm going to say it.
I just want to make sure.
Even when it burns, it burns. Oh, pickle juice. You're my bestest friend.
What?
I told you not to tell Terry. What's that, Terry? Anyways, guys, Terry and I are going to have this discussion in a minute.
This is a private discussion. We got to work some stuff out.
Thanks for hanging out. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for watching.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. I'm so drunk.